From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is BDGA Radio News.
And welcome. It is the Disc Golf News for the week of August 22nd, 2005. I'm Brian Sullivan. We're almost at the end of our second year of this show. That's pretty cool. And some pretty cool things coming up this week. Dave Happy Feet Feldberg is here to help you improve your footwork on the tee pad. And that's coming up in the 60-second clinic. A super exciting finish at last weekend's national tour event, the Skylands Classic in Warwick, New York. It came down to Kenny versus Stevie Brinster. Yeah, went to a playoff. We'll tell you what happened. That's later in the show. Plus, our guest is California's Steve Rico. He's been around a long time. He's had a lot of success, but he still hasn't found what he's looking for.
I'm ranked up at the top five, but I still got a lot of work to do these next few years.
That and more is coming up on this edition of PDGA Radio News, brought to you by GottaGoGottaThrow.com. Also, discovering the world at DTWorld.com. Discraft at Discraft.com. No Obstacles Disc Golf at PLU-ENT.com. And Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com. The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with the new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf. The PDGA National Tour was in Warwick, New York last weekend for the Skylands Classic. Results coming your way beginning with the Masters Division. Joey Mila and Larry Leonard, both had originally registered in the Open Division, changed their minds, went to Masters, and their scores proved that they would have finished top five in the Open Division. Oh well, they're both winners. Well, Joey Mila, a winner for sure. He's a winner in the Masters Division at 29 under par. He's a winner by two over Larry Leonard, who takes second place. And North Carolina's Stan McDaniel will take third for the Masters. In the Women's Division, it's all about the Pearl. Carrie Burlogger of California comes out first round. She beats most of the men and cruises to a seven-throw victory over Des Redding, who's going to take second place. Courtney Peavy will take third for the women. And in the other division, Kenny Climo and Stevie Brinster tied up after regulation, going to a playoff. Both crushed the first hole, no problem, par out. Second hole, both problems off the pad. Brinster's going to bogey it. Kenny Climo is going to par it for the victory. He is your winner. Brinster will take second place. The Ukrainian-born Alexei Bubis will take third in this one, along with a five-way tie for fourth place. Tournament director Dan Doyle had this to say about the Skylands.
Competition was good, and that was exciting. But for me, personally, it was more exciting that everyone else had a great time, whether you were the first guy or the last guy.
At GottaGoGottaThrow.com, you'll find the largest selections at the lowest prices. They carry all your favorite brands of golf discs, bags, and baskets. No matter what you're looking for, you'll find the largest selection of everything for disc golf. And they can do custom discs and mini markers for your club or help promote your next tournament. Check out the online pro shop at GottaGoGottaThrow.com. The leader in high-performance disc golf equipment and merchandise is GottaGoGottaThrow. Time now for the 60-second clinic. Have you ever just gacked a drive just way off to the right and you thought, now, how did that happen? Well, maybe it was your footwork. In the clinic this week, Dave Feldberg is back, and he's talking about footwork.
I think footwork is extremely important. It all comes from the feet up. That's basic. If your feet are out of what they call timing or too fast, then you're going to be behind or ahead of your throw. And that's one of the things I had trouble with when I first started. Dave Greenwell would say, oh, you got happy feet. Your feet are moving too much. And he was right. It's more like a graceful timing thing. And you want your body to move. As your right arm goes for its first movement, so does your right foot. And it's the speed of your throw is the speed of your footwork. So if you're throwing fast, you have faster feet. If you're going to throw a slow tee shot, a rock or something, then you're going to throw with slower footwork. And I think a lot of players try to have the same footwork every time, and it throws them off.
Oregon's Dave Feldberg finished in sixth place this year at the Pro World Championships. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
When you think disc golf, think no obstacles. No Obstacles Disc Golf is found at www.plu-ent.com. Find information about No Obstacles events, like the Discraft Michigan Disc Golf Series stops at Boyne Mountain and Boyne City, and the Shenny Creek Throwdown. Quality events, quality disc golf products, and outstanding service. When you think disc golf, think No Obstacles at plu-ent.com.
Hi, this is Scott Martin, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture, we meet California's Steve Rico. He's been around the game a long time. PDGA number 4666 is now 26 years old. And this year, as is often the case, he's got a lot of first place finishes at PDGA events, including the Masters Cup, the Evergreen Open, the PDGA Match Play Championships, the St. Paddy's Classic, the Wintertime Open, and even the Hawaii State Championships. When we sat down with Steve Rico last month, we found that, despite these wins, he's a man who still hasn't found what he's looking for. Stevie Rico, welcome to PDGA Radio.
Thank you very much. How you doing?
Very good, and it's good to see you as always. You're really one of the young guns in disc golf. How old were you when you started playing?
I started when I was 7 years old, and now I'm 26, so I'm 19 years, going on 20.
I can remember seeing you as a teenager, and even then, you know, it was clear that you were going to be a star. So let me ask you this: Are you where you had hoped you would be? You know, now that you're into your mid 20s, do you think you've accomplished what you wanted to?
No, not really. I've got still a lot more to accomplish. I've had a good career, and I've won a lot of good tournaments, and I'm ranked up there with the top, you know, five. But I still got a lot of work to do these next few years. And I ain't getting any younger, so I gotta start making it happen now.
What do you think is the strongest part of your game, and where do you need more improvement?
My putting is definitely the most strongest part of my game. I step into all my putts with confidence, and I feel like that's the best part of my game. I need to work on my drives a little more because I intend to shank a little bit off the fairways and stuff, and that costs me a little bit, so I need to work on that part of my game.
In the past, you've occasionally been doing good in the tournament, and then there'll be a blow up. Is that a mental thing, or is it something else?
Like I said, you know, I'm not completely satisfied with my game at all, you know, and I think sometimes they go wrong out there, and you know, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. You can just try your best and just try to make things positive out there and try to come out on the better end of things, but you know, it doesn't always go that way.
Let's talk about some of the players who influenced you. You grew up in California, certainly a huge pool of talent out there. Who are some of the guys who impacted your game?
Jeff and Johnny Lissaman. I learned a lot from them. And Steve Valencia, Randy Amon, Sam Farns. There was a whole lot of talent back then. And I was a youngster coming up, so I got to see all those guys. You know, even John Ahart. You know, I got to learn a lot from those guys. Those guys are all good buddies of mine, so they all taught me a lot.
You and your brother Bamba have spent a lot of time on the road. You've seen a lot of courses. You've seen a lot of tournaments. What are some of your favorite tournaments?
My favorite tournaments, I'd have to say the Masters Cup is one of my favorite tournaments. The course is awesome, and it's always just it's competitive field, especially on that layout of the course. It's so tough to win there and play three solid rounds there. So that's one of my favorite. And the U.S. Open is by far the best tournament out there. It's more like an event, and that's where I think disc golf needs to go, sort of that direction.
The gold course at Rock Hill for the U.S. Open is really one of the renowned courses, one of the toughest. Some players have a problem maybe in that they put in all that artificial out of bounds. I mean, there is just so much artificial OB at that course. Where do you come down on, which side of that argument do you come down on? Do you think it's a good idea or not so much?
It is a good idea, but this last year at the U.S. Open, they kind of did overdo it a little bit more than the past years. I thought the past years, the way it was fine. But they pulled in a lot of string lines a little bit tighter, and they moved a couple holes a little bit different. And that right there, I thought, made the course a little bit lucky to where the past years it was the wider fairways, you know, if you threw out of bounds, it was more your fault. But, yeah, I think it's a good thing sometimes, but not to overdo it too much.
We always, when the top pros come on the show, we ask you what you're throwing, what's in your bag. So give me, starting with drivers and moving down to putters, tell me what you're throwing and what is it about that disc that makes it a number one in your bag.
All right, right now my drivers, I throw the CE Firebirds. I just started throwing those about 3 months ago. I took the Predator out of my bag, and I was throwing that for so many years, and I finally got rid of that, and I'm throwing the Firebird. And that's become one of my favorite discs. In any headwind, it's way overstable. And the T-Birds are the most accurate driver out there, I think, to what I think. And I still throw rollers with an XL. I have an XL roller in my bag. But other than that, just I think the T-Birds and the Firebirds, and of course you got to have a rock in your bag, a couple rocks. So that's my bag.
What is it about there? I mean, a lot of people say, "Wow, the Rock! It's the greatest disc of all time." What is it about the Rock to you? What is it about its flight characteristics that makes it such a special disc?
Such a true disc. You can you pretty much know what it's going to do all the time. You know, you have a few of them. You got your stable one. You got a couple beat in, a little one more than the other, and they're just such accurate discs. And to me, I can throw them with confidence. I know I'm going to hit my lines when I throw my rock, and it's a lot of confidence for myself.
You've been a touring player now for a long time, so let me ask you from the touring player's perspective, right now, what is the PDGA doing right, and what maybe needs to be re-looked at?
Well, as far as things doing right, I mean, I don't even know, honestly. I don't know. I've been playing for 20 years almost, and you know what, and I've been around it, and I've seen the same thing, same tournaments are being run the same. People are still getting away with things, you know what I mean? We're paying people now to go out there and watch players, make sure they're doing everything right and not doing nothing wrong, and they're not doing their job. And I don't know. I think they could probably sponsor more tournaments and help out a little more in that perspective, you know, and start coming down on players and run things the way they should be run. You know, we want the sport to take off somewhere, but it's how can it go anywhere when people are getting away with things and you know, and things aren't being run the right way.
Well, now, when you say people are getting away with things, what exactly do you mean?
You know, there's a lot of arguments going on out there and just a lot of little different things and. I think the marshals are supposed to do a little more out there, but last week and couple weeks before that, you know, people were just arguing on the course, being loud, while other golfers are still throwing their holes, and you know, and it costs people strokes, you know, and everybody knows what's going on out there, but nothing happens, and everything just continues on.
The PDGA is, as you know, is a member-run organization. It's run by the players. So let me ask you this. Let me kind of turn the tables on you and ask you then if some things are happening that you think need to be fixed, what is the player's responsibility to help make things improve?
Well, obviously we got to act a lot better out there. And, you know, we go out there and we play hard week to week, you know, and we just got to go out there and play hard and behave ourselves and But I think the PDGA's got to make something happen here, as well as the disc companies are out there, you know, making a killing on everything. And I think it's time for everybody to stop rivaling and actually join together and make something happen, you know. I've been playing for a long time, and I haven't seen nothing happen. You know, we're still playing for measly money out there, you know, and it's just, I'm tired of seeing things go the way they do. You know, when the disc companies are making a killing out there, the PDGA's out there, you know, they're obviously making their money out there. So I think everybody needs to finally put it together and make something happen, you know. We want to go out there and be able to play and not worry about where our next meal's going to come from, you know what I mean?
We've got an award ceremony that I know you're going to want to get off to, so I will say thanks, Stevie Rico, for spending some time with us, and good luck at your next tournament.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking with California's Steve Rico, who finished in fifth place this year at the Pro World Championships. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
Since 1979, Discraft has designed and manufactured tournament-quality flying discs for all disc sports. Our disc golf line is second to none. From beginners to world champion pros, disc golfers everywhere rely on the quality, consistency, and durability of every Discraft Pro Golf disc. Discraft, the world leader in disc sports.
Try the new Venom Maximum Distance Driver and the Drone in overstable mid-range in the new Pro D plastic for superior grip even when wet from Discraft. Hey, don't let summer pass you by. Get out and throw some Frisbees this weekend, August 27th and 28th. In Iowa, it's the Des Moines Open. Congrats on 27 years of that event. In Cincy, the Flying Pig Open. And in Canada, the Alberta Open. If you're in the neighborhood of Corpus Christi, Texas, you'll want to be checking out the Coastal Clash or the Georgia State Championships in Tacoka, plus the Oklahoma State Championships in Norman. Madison, Wisconsin, hosting the Mad City Open. In High Point, North Carolina, it's the Oak Hollow Open. And in Grass Valley, California, the Sierra Shootout. Across the water, the Japan Masters Championships in Hitachi. Or, if you're up for some high-altitude action, it's the Mile High Classic in Aurora, Colorado. Kingsley, Michigan, hosting the Northern Waters Series No. 7. Tomato Fest in Silver Creek, New York. And the Top of Texas Open in Amarillo, Texas. Full list, PDGA.com. Discovering the World has long been the leader in mail-order disc services, with the largest selection of professional and recreational flying disc products, plus PDGA merchandise. Discovering the World is a great place to find the disc you need for the sport you love. Online orders ship within 24 hours, and the new retail location is open 7 days a week to handle all your flying disc needs. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com. Discovering the World. And finally this week, PDGA elections have wrapped up. We did those online, as you'll recall. I hope you got your vote in. And results will be available on this show next week. If you don't want to wait that long, you can find results on the website later this week. And here's hoping your horse won. If you are not currently a PDGA member and you're thinking of becoming one, now is the perfect time to do so. Because as of September 1st, if you join, you're joining for not only the rest of this year, but next year as well. So you're getting 16 months for the price of 12. Yes, it's a 25% bonus, kind of the family-size PDGA membership. So that's seriously a pretty good deal. So if you're not a member, join now and get a bonus. Also, the PDGA board will be meeting for its semi-annual summit meeting in Columbia County, Georgia, about a month from this week. And the reason we bring this up is this. If you have an idea, say you have a new format to promote, or there's a new sponsor you want to get in, or whatever the case may be, if you have an idea that you want to bring to the PDGA's attention, now is the time to do it. Get that idea into the office before the meeting so they can get that idea on the agenda for discussion. So here's what you do. Put together an email, very brief, but, you know, get your full idea laid out there, maybe three paragraphs, and send it along to the office. That's office@pdga.com. Say you are looking to get on the agenda for the summit meeting, and your idea might just fly with the board. And one thing we would encourage you to do while you're thinking about that is, if you enjoy and value this service we provide to you, the radio show, please let the office, your favorite PDGA board member, whoever, let them know that you value this show. Tell them why. And hopefully we will keep this show around, continuing to serve you for many months and many years to come. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of August 22nd for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Our sponsors this week are Gotta Go, Gotta Throw, Discovering the World, Discraft, No Obstacles Disc Golf, and Innova Champion Disc. Summer is on the wane, so I encourage you to get out there, hug some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.